USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are plummeting after the bond market sent warning signs of a possible recession. The Dow closed down 800 points to finish the day at 25,479. Lenore Hawkins of Thematica Research on Wall Street's bad day.
What has me actually really worried is looking at what is going on in the bond markets. For example, what we saw with the 30-year Treasury is it hit an all-time low of interest rate. And that happened at a time where we're not getting some sort of terrifying headline. And it's also happening at a time where the foreign purchases of Treasury bonds is going down and when the federal government is spending so much money that we need roughly an additional $1 trillion a year just to cover the deficits.
Ethan Colley, the man who helped the Dayton murderer get his equipment, is asking a judge for bail. The judge will make that ruling on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Turning to immigration news, while speaking on Fox News Wednesday morning, Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen discusses the importance of his agency.
I think we have the most compelling mission in law enforcement to protect the homeland, and it's an honor to serve in this role. But the second thing that inspires me is our men and women. Being down there on the border multiple times as acting secretary, seeing how hard they're working, seeing that we've gotten them some relief. The emergency supplemental combined with our international strategy has changed that dynamic.
A judge in Sweden rules in a high-profile case against a U.S. rapper. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
American rapper ASAP Rocky has been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Red flag laws that have come under debate in the wake of the mass murders in El Paso and Dayton should be a state or local matter rather than fall under the federal government. That's according to Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He joins Fox News and says why.
We can't stop every horrific crime in this country in advance, but I think we can make a difference. And also what we can do to stop crime in general is to make sure that we are supporting our law enforcement community and that we are supporting partnerships between federal and local law enforcement. Like I just heard from our U.S. attorney this week in Little Rock that they've seen a significant decline in crime because we have so many more Arkansas communities enrolled in the Department of Justice's Safe Community Project, which is designed to stop gun crime by getting criminals off the streets to begin with.
Better at the state level, but you understand the concern from conservatives. I mean, red flag laws means someone telling on somebody, and you're right, you need to have punishment for that, but if there's a political reason or I don't like your beliefs, that could go sideways really
quick. Yeah, and that's another reason why, beyond the capabilities of the federal government versus state and local governments who are on the police and know their own people, is that it should be a state matter because we have state experiences with these things, that there should be real penalties for anyone who might misuse such a law to carry on a personal grudge or a dispute of any kind.
And finally, a new study out from Bankrate.com says 42% of Americans decided they could not take a vacation over the past year because they could not afford it. For more news, you can find us online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.